Blog Talk Radio.
Circle feast about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, about our people per se, because we do a critical analysis and assessment by virtue of our studies, and we come to some conclusions as to the who, what, when, where, and how, as to what we must do. One thing we learned in these studies about us: we have to stop doing what we're doing. It's not cute. It's not working for us, and it's working on us. We're in many splendid groups where we shouldn't be. You'll find out in this next segment of study in Yehoshua chapter 8 about gathering ourselves together and how it worked to our benefit and not against us. That's why we strongly advise you to gather yourselves together. Not gather yourselves together simply to fuss, fight, and sometimes kill one another during the work of your oppressors, but to do much more than that, to organize much better than that, to make things a little bit better in your communities, to the Most High come and gather us in a permanent fashion. But I understand some of us I understand it, the theatrics and our anger. We're very theatric. We're loud and boisterous, rude, inconsiderate. And we think that suffices. It makes us something, feel something good. You know why we're like that? By virtue of our studies, we don't have any power over ourselves in every aspect of ourselves. So when we get together with each other, we want to be loud, disrespectful, and boisterous, and rude, and inconsiderate. And no humility in sight. Because we know we don't have any real power. Not in this Western Hemisphere, per se. So we like to put on theatrics. We like to get ugly and loud and belligerent with one another. And we like to fuss, fight, and sometimes kill one another during the work of our oppressors. But there is real power, simply not in your Western Hemisphere by virtue of your voting. It's connecting or reconnecting with Yah, your creator, your Elohim, and reconnecting with one another. Therein lies real power. And Yehoshua, some of you call him Joshua, is going to show you what real power looked like on the unification. See, the city of Ai, because of one individual in our midst, chose to be special and do what he shouldn't have done, caused on his own every Hebrew Israelite, as in case in point today. What many of us are doing is simply what our charm did, in some sense of the word, only looking out for oneself. That's not going to work, people. As in the case of Archon, he was told, like every Hebrew Israelite that went to war against Jericho, you both take this and that, or don't take this or don't take it. He chose to say, I'm something special. I'm going to do what I want to do, when I want to do it, and how I want to do it. Then he included his family into his nonsense. Oh, they knew what daddy had. And it caused the life of his wife, his children, by disobeying the Elohim. Just like some of us today are calling the lives our wives and children. Got them walking dead Negroes and Negresses. Believing simply that voting every four years and voting every 2 years, putting your enemies over, you're going to make things better for you. How's it been working out for you? 403 years in counting. And you're still begging for the same thing you begged for 20 years ago. How ridiculous we have become. A byword, as y'all said, a monstrosity. Now, I put that monstrosity part in because truth be told, that's what we've become. Fussing, fighting, and want to kill one another. Doing the work of our oppressors. Because we don't know, y'all, as we know. And that's why I said at the beginning, is, oh, yes, we know. By virtue of how do we know? Yamsu, you may ask. How do we know? Because we study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Not only do we study him, we love him with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and our brothers and sisters as ourselves, as all be, as should be, and as need be, and working in unification by virtue of gathering oneself together. See, we have become a byword, a monstrosity. Arguing, fussing, and fighting, and want to kill one another over nothing because we have no real power. These theatrics. Hey, I'm a bigger, I'm gonna kill you. Just theatrics. No real anger. See, real anger is righteous indignation. Real anger has solution involved with it. Not randomly shooting folks off the porch, shooting at people's cars, carjacking people, and so on and so forth. That's theatrics, people. But real righteous indignation is cool, calm, and collected. It's just like the magma under the volcano that erupts but erupts in accordance to what is right. And not random eruption, eruption that calls forth solution. Not random eruption, eruption that calls forth taking care of the women, taking care of the children, taking care of the old people, taking care of the orphans, and taking care of people just in general that just want to be with us. That's real eruption. That's righteous indignation. But this so-called theatrics that we try to put on, putting on the hits, and why do we know that? Because we study that. We don't put on theatrics on the Real Talk for Real People show. That's why it's called Real Talk for Real People. Because we offer solutions on this show. Not our personal solutions, but thus said Yah. Not our personal solutions, but thus said Yah in accordance to how we all treat one another. And we only follow those two dictates, we'll be a whole lot better off. And as I said, in the 8th chapter of Yahushua, he's about to show you how to work together by virtue of gathering oneself together under the auspices of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and how to work along with one another without cussing, fussing, and fighting, and sometimes killing one another. Praise Yah. Now you may ask yourself, young Sufari, who are them folks you talk about? Them ain't folks, they're my brothers and sisters. And my brother, big brother, Cartrell, and Sister Abby, y'all. They both from New York City. Yeah, they are. And as I said, they love the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the brothers and sisters, as mandated. And that's why they have improved in their day-to-day existence. That's why they have made an improvement in their spiritual connection with the Most High, along with Yom Sufari. And I'm sure some of you fellow students are feeling the very same way as we feel. Yes, we know. We know by studying the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. And we know by how to treat one another, loving one another as you love yourself. Now, if you don't love yourself, that's a whole different ballgame. You need to work on that. Because it's virtually impossible to love somebody and you don't love yourself. And you hate what remotely looks like you in the mirror, willing to kill it, rap about it, prostitute it, sell drugs to it, and everything else. I can't help you right there. But I can help you with the truth if you want to know the truth. I can help you with doing what thus said Yah said if you want to do what he said. And I can help with you how to treat your brothers and sisters right. But I can't teach you how to love yourself. You got to work on that. It's true. Before I bring in Brother Cartrell on, Sister Abby, she's taking a sabbatical. Talk to her today. Every now and then I holler at her. Check on her. That's how we all be doing. Holler at her. Check on her. See how you doing. But she's with us in our studies. But before I bring Cartrell on and introduce him to you, I want to praise and thank the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. And as Cartrell said, I say also according to Yah. Bless the Most High, my soul, and everything that is within me. I want to thank the Most High for everything I am, everything I hope to be. I want to thank the Most High for restoring my health for his name's sake, restoring my soul for his name's sake, giving me this platform and decent and good brothers and sisters, not just lip service brothers. Oh, I love y'all. Yes, I do, but I don't do nothing else. It's the case of Sister Abby. As in the case of Brother Cartrell. They ain't talk about it, they be about it. You got a whole lot of Hebrews like they to talk how much they love Yah. Can't stand their brothers and sisters. I can't stand that Negro. Ooh, but I love me some Yah. Stop lying to yourself. If you love Yah, you're mandated to love your brother and sister as you love yourself. Now, if you ain't doing that, you can get off that bag, because Yah see right through you. Just like we love each other, we love you fellow students. We love you enough to tell you the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And sometimes it may sound harsh, but I can't sugarcoat what Yah said, neither can you. It's just the way it is. I want to thank the Most High for Sosavia. I want to thank the Most High for Brother Cottrell. I want to thank the Most High for my wife, my family. I want to thank the Most High for my friends, in the case of Sosavia and Brother Cottrell, and so on and so forth. I want to thank the Most High for the food I eat, the water I drink, the clothes I wear, the shoes I wear, helping me get my mind right and keeping it right. I like to thank the Most High for keeping me from anxiety so I don't go into no depression, and so on and so forth. Praise Yah and bless His holy name. So without further ado, let me bring my friend and brother on, Brother Cottrell. Brother Cottrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Bless you, my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For the Yamsu Party, shalom. Sister Avia, shalom. Sister Nazari, Nisanya, shalom. And all family out there, may the Most High bless y'all. How y'all
doing? Praise. Doing okay, big brother. Doing okay. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Praise y'all.
Praise y'all.
I heard you, man. Mm-hmm. But I know you live here in Tennessee, Mississippi.
Yeah, Tennessee.
Because I see my people busting, hollering, chilling up here, man. We got a peaceful community.
Oh, is that right?
You know, it pops off every now and then, you know, young people. But insofar as, like, our people here in Mount Vernon, uh-huh, they ain't prone to, like, argue, busting, and fighting. They more into cultural building. They may be on the wrong path, you know, with the idols and stuff, but
right,
it's pretty much a peaceful community.
Well, not here. Not in Memphis, Tennessee, my brother. It's a whole different story.
Sure. Yeah, I hear you talking about,
mm-hmm,
like, where you live, where our people act like that.
Memphis, Tennessee.
You gotta spit on them, criticize them. I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
they
get down where they get down here, brother.
But all praise to the Holy One Yisrael, because He knows our condition. Suffering from Stockholm Syndrome, suffering from the curse. And our iniquities are magnified, because Yah wants us to change. So I give thanks to Yah for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the life He's given me. Thank Him for the house of Israel, the nation, Yom Sufari, Sister Abiyah, and all the families of Israel that have waken up and honor and praise Yah and trying to get people to do the same.
Exactly.
Just glad to be in the path. Thankful that I have peace of mind, that my family's at peace, and Yah has blessed me all my life. So I thank Him for life, health, and strength, food, shelter, and clothing. So much to be thankful for. It would take me hours to thank Him for all that He's done for me. So I thank Him for all things and everything, and all things that He's about to do for our people, for our nation, for my family, and for me. That's
praise
His holy name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're going to get right into our studies. Mind you, I told you how we led up to this situation, attacked by the city of Iowa. We lost 36 brothers. And now we're finna go back, but we're finna go back right, not simply to get right, but we finna go back right. We're finna get ourselves right with Yah so we can win our battles, okay? And Yah said to Yahshua, do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. Take all the people of war with you. Arise, go up to Ai. See, I have given into your hand the king of Ai, his people, his city, his land. And you shall do to Ai and the king as you did to Jericho and its king. And he tells them, give him more specification as to what they can take. Only his spoil, his cattle, you should take his booty for yourselves. Here's what I want you to do. Yah has given us the battle plan. Lay an ambush for the city behind it. So Yahushua arose and all the people of war to go up against Ai. And Yehoshua chose 30,000 mighty men of valor and sent them away by night. He commanded them, saying, behold, you shall lie in ambush against the city, behind the city, hide behind the city. Do not go very far from the city, but all of you be ready. Then I and all the people who are with me will approach the city. And it will come about when they come out against us as the first time that we shall flee before them. For they will come out after us till we have drawn them from the city. For they will say in their own minds, they are fleeing before us as the first time. Oh, we got them. Oh, these suckers, these Israelites, they ain't never had enough of nothing yet. We're going to give them a little bit more. Come on, boys, saddle up. Therefore, we will flee before them. Now, they don't realize the city of Ai, they fall into the track of the trick of ego run amok. Then you shall rise from the ambush and seize the city. For Yah, your Elohim, will deliver it into your hand. And there will be, when you have taken the city, you shall set the city on fire according to the command of Yah. This is the battle plan. You shall do. See, I have commanded you according to Yah, the plan of Yah. Yehoshua sent them out, and they went to lie in ambush and stayed between Bethel and Ai on the west side of Ai. But Yehoshua lodged that night among the people. Then Yehoshua rose up early in the morning and mustered the people and went up, he and the elders. Elders are very significant of Israel. Before the people to Ai. And all the people war who were with him went up and drew near. They came before the city and camped on the north side of Ai. Now a valley lay between them and Ai. So he took about 5,000 men, set the trap up real good, and set them in ambush between Bethel and Ai on the west side. And when they had set the people, all the army that was on the north of the city and his rear guard on the west of the city, Yehoshua went that night into the midst of the valley. Now it happened when the king of Ai saw it, that the men of the city hurried and rose early and went out against Israel to battle, he and all his people, at an appointed place before the plain. But he did not know that there was an ambush against him behind the city. And Yehoshua and all of Israel made as if they were beaten before them and fled by the way of the wilderness. So all the people who were in Ai were called together to pursue them. And they pursued Yehoshua and was drawn away from the city. Good plan, y'all. There was not a man left in Ai or Bethel. I mean, both of these cities went out against him, who did not go out after Israel. So they thought they had us beaten. They thought they had our mind. These guys don't want no fight, but we're going to give them one anyway. We're going to run them down and kill them now. So they left the city open and pursued Israel. Then Yah said to Yehoshua, here's what you find out when you study. Yehoshua lacked his spears, obviously. So he didn't have Moses had an arrow, the staff. He had a spear. And he stretched out the spear that is in your hand. Yah said to Yehoshua, stretch out the spear that is in your hand toward Ai, for I will give it into your hand. And Yehoshua stretched out the spear that was in his hand toward the city, so that those in ambush arose quickly, because they were spotted. They were watching. They were watching what Yehoshua was going to do. And that was part of the signal. When he turned around and pointed that spear toward Bethel and Ai, the men in the rear jumped up. What did they do? They ran as soon as he stretched out his hand, and they entered the city took it, hurried to set the city on fire. When the men of Ai looked behind them, I bet they said to themselves, oh Lord, and they saw the men of Ai behind them, and they saw, and behold, the smoke of the city ascended to the heavens. They put it on fire. So they had no power to flee this way. They were in a state of total confusion. They didn't know what to do. And the people who had fled to the wilderness turned back on the pursuers, the brothers and the men of war, who were pretending to be frightened by the whole dynamic of the situation, turned right around and put it on them. And when Yehoshua and all Israel saw that the ambush had taken the city and that the smoke of the city ascended, they turned back and struck down the men of Ai. Then the others came out of the city against them. Our brothers that were in the city, the 30, they came at them against them too from the rear. So they were caught in the midst of Israel, some on this side, some on that side, because you know they, you had the 5,000, and they struck down so that they let none of them remain or escape. They couldn't even get away. They were in a state of confusion. But the king of Ai, they took alive and brought him to Yehoshua. And Yehoshua, and it came to pass when Israel had made an end of slaying all the inhabitants of Ai in the field, in the wilderness where they pursued them. And when they had fallen by the edge of the sword until they were consumed, that all Israel returned to Ai. Everybody worked in unification, gathered together. And struck it with the rest of them, they struck the rest of them with the edge of the sword. So it was that all who fell that day, both men, women, and women, were 12,000. All the people, Ai, for Yehoshua did not draw back his hand with which he stretched out the spear until he had utterly destroyed the inhabitants of Ai. Only the livestock and the spoil of that city, Israel took his booty, because the Most High said they could have them, for themselves, according to the word of Yah, which he had commanded Yehoshua. So Yehoshua burned Ai, made it a heap forever, a desolation to this day. I ain't never heard no city called Ai. And the king of Ai, he hanged on a tree until evening. I mean, we took care of business, and after evening, cut him off. As soon as the sun was down, Yehoshua commanded that they should take his corpse down from the tree. Not like the Romans. The Romans keep you there all night and then something. Cast it in the entrance. See, the Romans like to make a statement. We like to make statements, but not cruel statements. Not like the Romans and so on and so forth. And shooting folks in Palestine and Gaza. They took his corpse down from the tree, cast it at the entrance of the gate of the city, raised over a heap of stones that remain to this day. They gave him a proper burial. That's his city. They gave it to him. And Yehoshua renews the covenant. Now, Yehoshua built an altar to Yah, Elohim of Israel, on Mount Ebal, as Moses, servant of Yah, had commanded the children of Israel, and is written in the book of the law of Moses, an altar of whole stones, over which no man has welded an odd rod, had chiseled it and made it just stones gathered together. It was not, they were chiseled, they were not chiseled and touched by iron, just stones. And they offered on it burnt offerings to Yah, sacrifice, peace offering. And there in the presence of the children of Israel, he wrote on the stones a copy of the law of Moses. Yeah, like I said, we like to use things, but use things in a proper manner, which he had written. Then all Israel, with its elders who hold significance in the nation, and officers and judges, stood on either side of the ark before the priests of the Levites, who bore the ark of the covenant of Yah, the stranger as well. So don't put aside strangers. Treat strangers right, as long as they want to hang out with you, as long as they love Yah. As he who was born among them, we treated strangers just as we treated our own. Half of them were in the front of Mount Gerizim, and half of them it was in front of Mount Ebal, as Moses, the servant of Yah, had commanded before, that they should bless the people of Yah. Afterwards, he read all the words of the law, the blessings, Now, that's why we got to keep it real with people. That's why we call the Real Talk for Real People show. We got to tell you the good things and the bad things. We can't sugarcoat this. And the blessings and the curses, according to who? According to all that is written in the book of the law. There was not a word of all that Moses had commanded, which Yehoshua did not read. That's why we got to keep it real on a Real Talk for Real People show. All the assembly of Israel, before all the assembly of Israel. And here's the beauty of this. See, we didn't want our little ones and our women left out. So they were there too, with the women and the little ones. And as I said, the strangers, different nations, who want to hang out with us and want to praise Yah. We treated just like we treated a brother, so, unlike they do in this Western Hemisphere and so on and so forth, who were living among them, who choose to live among us. So that's beautiful. Working together in unification, accepting Yah's word in unification, hearing the blessings and the curses. You can't just tell folks just blessings. You got to tell folks the cursing too. You got to tell folk the whole part. You can't tell just one part of this. You got to tell both parts, the blessing and the cursing. What's going to happen if you don't? What's going to happen if you do? We're morally obligated and duty-bound to do no less in this regard. As far as Yah is concerned, as far as each other are concerned, praise Yah and bless his holy name. Big Brother Cartrell, you have the mic.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel. Another beautiful lesson.
Exactly.
You can see that they learned a lesson from the past experiences that they had, and that this time they followed full instructions that Yah gave them against the same people who had chased them the first time.
Exactly.
And they had to be reminded that they had to follow Yah, because the brother Akan said he had gotten away with putting that stuff in his tent. Mm-hmm. That was really the first battle that we had against the Canaanites at the city of Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
And Yah didn't want them to go forward with that corruption. So the brother Akan, he lost his life and the life of his family and everything that he had, so that the whole nation could move forward. And when they went forward, they fought the city of Ah, but the Most High made them pay. But this time around, he had a serious strategy. The first strategy against Jericho seemed crazy. March around the city every day for a week, and then on the seventh day, march around seven times, then shout, and the walls come tumbling down. This time, this strategy that he used here, militaries use it even today.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not the same way, but militaries use the strategy that those I gave to Joshua today. And it's a very effective strategy.
Exactly.
But see that they had to make a dedication to rededicate themselves to the Most High, because they realized that in his hand was the victory. Even with the Most High tells us we're going to get the victory. And that's
exactly
what they did. So let's get our stuff together. Let's get our focus back in focus, because we can actually lose our lives if we're not in tune with Yah.
Praise
Yah. Stop. And dedicate themselves to the Most High. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Thank you, Big Brother. Thank you, fellow students. Praise Yah. Big Brother Cartrell is about to take us forth in the last segment of study, which is in Mashal, the 14th chapter. Mashal, the 14th chapter. Well, some of you call it Proverbs, but that is the actual name for it. And he's about to lead you in a segment of wisdom and understanding. You don't have any wisdom and understanding? Cartrell is going to help ensure that you get you some today. Praise Yah.
Yes, sir. All praises to the Holy One of Israel, shared by our king, the great King Solomon, for they considered the wisest man that ever lived. So pay close attention to the words of his mouth. He says, every wise woman builds her house, but the foolish one tears it down with her own hands. Very simple.
Cadre, who else going to tell you how now? You? You listen to that mess with somebody else saying in the street? Who gonna tell you? You? I mean, be a sister or brother. You listen to that nonsense they talking about in the street. Girl, I go in there and I tell him and this and that. Girl, I go in there and I won't do this and that. Girl, I don't need no man. Hey, bro, you need to go in there. You need to take charge. You need to put your feet on that woman's throat and all that and abuse them children. Come on, man. Ain't nobody going to tear down the house but both of y'all, truth be told.
Well, in this instance, you're talking about a wise woman. Ain't so many wise women out there, but there are wise women out there.
Exactly.
And the wise women that are out there, what are they doing? They're building their houses because they're wise.
Right.
There's a lot of foolish women out there, too, because they're tearing house down with their own hands.
Exactly.
So you got a contrast, right? It ain't always, you know, just one-sided. All women ain't foolish and tear down their house. No. There's wise women that are out there that build their house.
Exactly.
And if you wise, you will marry a wise woman.
Exactly.
He who walks in his uprightness fears Yah. But he who is perverse in his ways despises him. Yeah, you can hide things from people, but you ain't hiding it from Yah. And people
true.
Do things behind closed doors thinking they can fool the people, but you ain't fooling the Most High. Because uprightness means that you fear Yah. You ain't doing nothing perverted because you know that Yah sees you. Just like Joseph, when Potiphar's wife is trying to hit on him, he knew that, you know, even though she think anybody watching, he knew that Yah was watching. And it would have been perverse for him to sleep with Potiphar's wife. The fool talks. I'm sorry. The fool talks, brings a rod under his back. But the lips of the wise protect them. Yeah, you ain't getting no rod on your back if you wise. You know how to, you know, keep your mouth shut. You know what to say, when to say it, on a timely matter. With a fool, we just talk all the time. When no oxen are, the crib is clean. But much increase is by the strength of the ox. Now, you got to break that down a little bit. Because if you got, you know, with no ox, then where the ox stays in his crib is clean. But if you got an ox and he's strong, that means you're feeding him. And if you're feeding him, he definitely got to clean up his poop. So you want to have an ox that's strong, you got to feed him so he can work your fields. But there's no ox, then your crib is clean. The truthful witness will not lie, but a false witness pours out lies. A scoffer seeks wisdom and does not find it, but knowledge comes easily to a discerning person. So people who scoff, who knock knowledge, who, you know, don't want rebuke and correction when the time for wisdom is needed for them, they can't find it.
Mm-hmm.
What's the solution to their problem? They can't find it because you've been a scoffer, have no discernment. Stay away from a foolish man, for you won't find knowledge on his lips. You can't hang out with everybody. The wisdom of the prudent is to think about his way. Yeah, think about what you're doing. That means you're prudent. But the folly of fools is deceit. People like to be deceived. They like lies. They want to hear flattery rather than truth. So it says, the wisdom of the prudent man is to think about his way, but the fool, the folly of fools is deceit. Fools mock at making atonement for his sins. That's a powerful statement. So we don't need to do that. I'm good. Make atonement for what? I'll put it on Jesus. Fools mock at making atonement for sin. You got to make atonement for the things that you've done, which means that you have to repent to the Most High and acknowledge that you've done wrong. But among the upright, there's goodwill. Always goodwill with the upright. They think and see on the positive side. The heart knows its own bitterness and joy. He would not share these with a stranger. And everything about the heart is personal. And we don't share everything from our heart to everyone. And everything in our heart is not meant to be shared with everyone. The house of the wicked will be overthrown, but the tent of the upright will flourish. There is a way which seems right to a man, but in the end, it leads to death. Even in laughter, the heart may be sorrowful. Tears of a clown, and mirth may end in heaviness. The unfaithful will be repaid for his own way, Likewise, a good man will be rewarded for his ways. Yeah, you reap what you sow. You have to live the good life in order to receive good. A simple man believes everything, but the prudent man carefully considers his ways. A wise man fears and shuns evil, but the fool is hot-headed and reckless. He who is quick to become angry will commit folly, and a crafty man is hated. The simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. The evil bow down before the good, and the wicked at the gates of the righteous. The poor person is shunned even by his own neighbor, but the rich person has many friends. He who despises his neighbor sins, but he who has pity on the poor is blessed. Yeah, we can't despise one another. We're brothers.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be envying, hating, and secretly despising your brother.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good at all. But you got to have pity on the poor, pity on our people. Don't let go astray. Don't they go astray who plot evil. It's true. They create nuclear bombs to blow everybody out.
Mm-hmm.
Evil men, evil people. But love, yeah, why hasn't the world found enough love?
Mm-hmm.
But love and faithfulness belong to those who plan good. Have to plan good in order to receive love. In all hard work, there's profit. But the talk of the lips lead only to poverty. And that's the crux of our problem. We talk aloud and saying nothing. We're talking and we're not working hard for ourselves. The crown of the wise is their riches, but the folly of fools crowns them with folly. A truthful witness saves souls, but a false witness is deceitful. A lot of that in America. And I ain't talking about truthful witnesses that save souls. Talking about the false ones that are deceitful. In the fear of Yah is a secure fortress, and he will be a refuge for his children. I thought he only had one son. No, Yah got sons and daughters, and we must run to him to be protected for security. We have our own security force, and his name is Yah. The fear of Yah is a fountain of life, turning people from the snares of death. This is why we have this show, to bring you to the fountain of life, turning people away from the snares of death, because there's so many out there that will entrap you, and none of them lead to the fountain of life. I know they was looking for the fountain of youth, Ponce de Leon, and all the European explorers, they was looking for the fountain of life, but the fear of Yah is the fountain of life. And the multitude of people is the king's glory. That's what the king of Ai thought until the strategy hit him hard. And all his people came out to attack our people. He was left vulnerable. But in the lack of people is the destruction of the prince. So in King Ai's eyes, he thought we didn't have people to back up what he saw. But we did, because we supported one another. He who is slow to anger has great understanding. Can't be hot-headed, can't be angry all the time. You have to be slow to anger. What are you angry about? What are you mad about? Yah is the one who should be angry. We should be focused on ourselves. But he who has a quick temper displays folly. The life of the body is a heart of peace, but envy rots the bones. Can't be envious. I know Europeans are envious of our people, and for what? I do not know. So much hatred, so much envy. It's only rotten in your bones. Is that why y'all get old so fast? He who oppresses the poor shows contempt for his maker. Yeah, I've seen people do terrible things to poor people. Set homeless people in the fire, beat homeless people down, kill homeless people right here in New York. And you offending the Most High. But he was kind to the needy. Honest him. It was just the other day, I went to a restaurant just to get some salad, and I seen a lady outside, homeless. She asked me for some change, and someone told me to give her $5. I gave her $5. She followed me in the store and bought her chicken dinner, and she was so happy. But the people in the store didn't want to end it because she was not, you know, really clean. But they were mocking her. But I felt for her because mm-hmm. she really couldn't help herself.
Right.
Mm. So we have to look out for the poor, even when other people mocked her. He was kind to the needy, honestly. We honor Yah when we do that. The wicked is brought down in his calamity. But in death, the righteous has a refuge. And I know y'all didn't catch that. Because even when the righteous die, how does the righteous have a refuge even when they die?
Their souls are restored for the Most High namesake.
Okay, now we're getting it.
Mm-hmm.
Wisdom rests in the heart of one who has understanding and is even made known in the inward parts of fool. Righteousness exalts a nation. How many nations are righteous? How many nations can we exalt today for being righteous?
I can't think of any.
Not one. But sin is a disgrace to any people. So we got nations worldwide who are not righteous, who are not exalted, and the world is in disgrace because of these nations. The king's favor is toward a servant who deals wisely. And Yah is our king, we are his servants, and we should be dealing wisely. But his wrath is toward one who causes shame. And that's why Yah's wrath is towards us, because we are his servants, and we have not acted wisely. We brought shame on ourselves. So these words are powerful, not just individually, but collectively as a nation. And we have to get it right, get it together, so we could be like Joshua, the generation of Israelites, that submitted themselves wholeheartedly, humbly, faithfully to our Creator. All praise to the Holy One of Israel. May the Most High bless us.
May the Most High bless you. I'd like to encourage you, or rather we'd like to encourage you, to go back over these studies, meditate on them, get up in the nighttime and just think about some of the things we studied today. Think about Yehoshua and the battle of Ai and the people of Bethel. Think about how we flipped the script. We didn't go back with the same nonsense. We followed the commandments of Yah. Study what Cartrell said in way of these Moshals. And way of Yah said, what wisdom and understanding looks like. And try to become a part of that wisdom and understanding. Put your anger to rest. As I said, you have to control your anger. Don't let your anger control you. Use righteous indignation. It doesn't call for to mistreat, abuse, and dominate, and sometimes kill people. We have protocol and procedures for everything in accordance to Yah. And certainly in regards to one another. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Brother Cartrell, do you have any closing remarks or comments or goodbyes for the people?
I want to give thanks again to the Most High for even exposing his word to us in the times we're living in, in the time they're banning books and they concealing who we are as a people. And it's kind of funny that Joshua defeated Ai. It is spelled AI, right?
Mm-hmm.
We fight in AI today. They call it artificial intelligence. So we better be on point, just like Joshua.
That's a good one, Godfrey. Yeah, I like that. That was deep. We're following now today, as Big Bro said.
Yo, we fighting AI, bro. It's a war. Hey, images they putting out there, negativity. We anti-Semites. We terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
They pumping that. You know, we anti-Israel when we are Israel. Come on now. We're in a battle.
Yeah, that was deep, brother.
Praise y'all.
Consider what Big Brother said, Cartrell, and meditate on y'all's word. And you know, like Cartrell exposed in these studies, that to a man, a woman of Yah, these things are rather easy to grasp and comprehend because they are under his auspices, his connection. And so he makes things rather simple for people that love him with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength that is seeking wisdom. and the brothers and sisters as themselves are seeking understanding. These things come rather easy. But if they don't come easy for you, right?
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Right. You got to answer that question. And what did Cottrell say? Yeah. Well, I think he was repeating what Abraham Lincoln once said. You can fool some of the people sometime, but you can't fool all the people all the time. And you certainly can't. Now, this is what Abraham Lincoln has said. But I'm saying this, Cottrell's saying this. You can't fool Yah none of the time. That's deep, ain't it? But it's true. All right. Get yourself together, people. We love y'all. Have a blessed weekend. May the Most High be with you. Meditate on Yah. Think on Yah. Treat your people right. And ask yourself that day, be it Saturday or Sunday, was I useful? Did I speak Yah? Did I do anything useful? Always be useful for Yah. Always be useful. Cottrell, you want to say bye-bye, shalom, good night to our brothers and sisters, fellow students?
Yeah, we got to figure out our service to Yah. If we are Yah's servants, how are we serving Yah? May the words of our mouth, the meditations of our heart be acceptable to our Creator, our King, our Father, our Maker, our Redeemer, our Savior, our Refuge. May He be with us in our thoughts and our prayers. May He protect all of us and bless us as we bless him. Bless the nation of Israel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise Yah. We love you. Shalom. And good night.
Conquering lions, come with trampled the beast. Gavin, don't tell me something.